Let's keep it real. As we journey through life, the importance of community becomes increasingly clear. Yet, many of us still feel a sense of loneliness. Well, ever heard of third spaces? Yeah, neither had we. But we're eager to explore what they're all about and how they can help us cultivate more meaningful connections in this digital age.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to the Black Girl Flow podcast. We are your hosts, Liv and Lex, and we invite you to embark on a journey of fostering flow across your mind, body, soul, community, and culture. Whether you're a day one, A1 listener, or you're just tuning in, we appreciate you for being here, entering this space with us. And wow, we are in the throes of spring.
I know. Hopefully the allergy girlies are surviving.
How are you doing with your allergies?
Yeah, I think the longer I've been in North Carolina, the worse my allergies got, because I think this is only the allergy girlies know, but there's so many different variations of different allergies and stuff. And growing up in Texas, it can be really bad for people, but I think it's like oak trees. Mm-hmm. Like, I think it's literally North Carolina that I'm allergic to. So it was either that or I was truly just sick. So I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm a sick denier. Like, if I'm sick, I won't admit that I'm sick, because I think so much of it is also a mindset. Mm. And so I'm like, I'm not sick, I just have allergies. And so my boyfriend was like, sure. Like,
right.
Yeah. And I'm like, tell me allergies don't cause a stuffy nose. Like, because I can still do my life things with allergies.
Yeah, that's fair.
But if I'm sick, I'm down bad.
That's fair.
Only time will tell.
What are we welcoming in to this new season of spring? That should be the million-dollar question.
I continue to say this. I'm a guest this year. Mm-hmm. So I'm welcoming all the events.
Like, yeah.
I'm attending. Let me know where it is. I'm pull up. I'm ready to go.
The one thing that we are hosting
is, I know.
We need to say it into, you know, with the podcast so that it will actually, you know.
Oh, it's totally happening, because I have my mind set on it.
Pitch it to the girls.
So we're doing a summertime backyard BBQ, baby.
Yeah, absolutely.
We're putting some dogs in on the
burgers on a grill.
Uh-huh. We're gonna have some corn. We're gonna have some backyard games.
Might get into some hush puppies.
That's what I'm saying. And because we have like a screen door in the back too, like, it's just giving like walking in and out, like all of that. That, and then we will be hosting a barista coffee hour at our house, because Olivia
is a barista.
She's my barista bestie.
Yeah.
I should actually change your name in my phone to be that.
In the like title name.
Mm-hmm. And we're also new proud owners of an espresso machine. We are not sponsored. This is truly just out of desperation. I tried being a French press girly, but I needed the convenience. And so we will be hosting a little cafe hour at the home.
Yeah. As soon as I learn how to do latte art, that is going to be the thing.
I told you. I can see it for you. I just need, you know, people to walk in and be like, what do you want? And then
literally,
I have the whole, it's like, do you trust me? And then it's like, hands me a little matcha lemonade, and it's like fire. And I'm like, oh my gosh, what is it? And you're like, I made my own syrup. Like,
yeah, this is actually a fusion of lavender and honey. And so I just decided to put a little bit of petals. We see it for ourselves. So That's one thing that we're doing. I'm also going to get into my comedy bag. The thing that I've been saying I'm going to do that I've just been delaying on the girls, moving to Durham, one of the things me and Lexi did all the time was going to the amateur comedy nights. And she's
so
like,
fun.
You need to get up there. And it's so funny, because it's literally like being in a classroom of, you
class
know, people. Yes. Like people from high school just presenting something. And sometimes it lands. Most of the time it doesn't land.
It's like the school talent show.
Yes.
That's what it is. Where it's like, some of y'all, you practiced. Some of y'all, never again.
Some of y'all, please don't come back here ever again. You wasted my time. And so it's just been something fun that I've been saying I'm going to do forever. And that's something that I'm like, okay, I'm ready to be seen again. Ready to come out of my little, you know.
I can't wait.
Hermit. You know, so that's something that I'm excited for, that I'm welcoming into spring.
Okay, well, girlies, y'all need to be open arms welcoming it all in. And so before we dive into the conversation, y'all know we got to start with a little pulse check, a little touch base, how you're doing, how you're feeling, how your mental, physical, things that you're thinking about before we really get into the meat of the conversation. So Liv, pulse check, how you feeling?
question mark. I think I'm still buffering, honestly.
Ooh, okay.
I feel really blessed and grateful
to
be alive.
We love that.
Yeah.
And we're just doing that. We do love that.
Yeah, exactly. And we're just doing that. Like, I'm just excited with how the sun feels on my skin. Like, just the little things. And it sounds so cheesy, but I'm feeling good.
Honestly, sometimes you just need a season where you can't be super cheesy, because when it's not cheesy,
it's not giving.
Either
life is rainbows or it's like the mud and the dirt, like face, like just completely destroyed.
Being dragged along, like absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I'm good with the cheesy, you're right.
I'm also good with the cheesy too.
We're like, life is good right now.
And these are the moments where you need that like actual archive, because I'm like, I need to be reminded of this moment and when it does not look like this. I also am chilling, but I am trying to manage my own. There's this eerie, like, when is the other shoe going to drop? And I was talking to a friend about this, and it was so funny because the friend was, like, trying to be a little therapist and was like, so what if it did drop? And I was like, that's actually what you should never say to somebody when they say, oh, yeah, like I'm trying to be honest with myself that I'm loving my life right now and, like, I'm waiting for another shoe to drop. And they're like, and that's okay if it drops. I'm like,
I'm actually right.
Never say that to somebody ever. Because I'm not like actually putting energy into it. I described it as, you know, when you're meditating or yoga, they're like, you have a lot of thoughts. You can just let them pass by. You don't have to hold on to them or give them attention. I'm like, this is just one that we're passing by, but we're also just recognizing that it's in the ether, it's in the space. So like,
we don't actually need to talk about what would happen if it did
if
drop.
If it did drop.
Like, I would cry and give up because I have no other options.
Because it could only be this good, and I don't deserve it anymore.
No, I'm on thin ice, so if it drops, like, I think I'd actually lose it.
And that's where I'm like, that was not the energy. I was like, why don't we just focus? it was a hilarious back and forth with the person where I was like, no, and they were like, gotcha.
Not in the state of mind for it to drop right now, honey.
Exactly. So that's where I am, and I'm feeling really good about it. So definitely just enjoying.
What a lovely space to be in.
And I will say one thing I'm particularly grateful for is how many good shows are out right now, y'all. Every time I want to log in and be entertained, I have options. And I love when that is the case. And because y'all know, A1 Day Ones know, Liv and I love trashy reality television.
And honestly, I feel like it would be cool to do some sort of series analyzing like all of the components of reality TV, because we are culture girls at our hearts. And I saw this TikTok that was talking about how the hottest like person you know like watches reality TV, but like analyzes it in the most anthropologic way.
Yeah.
I don't even know if that's a word.
You're spot but- on. You're spot on. Roll with it, champ. Roll with it.
You know? So it's like, okay.
And that's one thing that I think, like, anytime you try and tell a boy that, they're like, why do you watch this garbage? And I'm like, I'm sorry.
I'm analyzing the storyline.
Literally. So you can take all of the Real Housewives and I'll take all of the, like, love shows. And I think we really could do something
with that. We're powerhouse.
Yes, because the girlies, we're all already talking about it. Like, come on. We all have thoughts and opinions on AD and Clay. Come on.
Well, speaking of kind of being chronically online and finding joy in that space.
Perfect segue.
We are going to be talking about what it means to have a third space and the impacts of not having a third space. What even is a third space if you've never heard about it? We're getting into all of that stuff because One thing we do know is that we are currently in a lonely epidemic. We feel very disconnected. I think a lot of people feel very disconnected from being able to make friends, being able to find community, having spaces to find community. And we're like seeking community primarily through being online or being able to watch other people's lives to make us feel more proximate to it. It's been challenging for Gen Z to even adapt to like the workforce because we're in like multi-generational settings. And if we're not like necessarily used to that space, then again, it's not even like we're being able to go to work and find friends. It's like, I don't even like y'all for real. And then I only have a set amount of time to be able to invest in finding friends over the weekend. And sometimes that can just be emotionally taxing. And so let's get into this concept of a third space. I'll have you kind of introduce the idea and the history behind it.
Because what you're talking about in having to navigate the physical spaces that you take up in your day-to-day life, I think we all theoretically know because we're quite literally moving and showing up on a day-to-day, but it was an author who really honed in on the term third space to describe what are the different spaces that you take up in your day-to-day and what's the psychological impact of that. So third space in the conversation has become really popular on social media platforms recently, but really is rooted in so much research and understanding how people physically move around and what the benefits of the types of space. So third space quite literally comes because there's this kind of hierarchy of different spaces that you do occupy and how much time and the purpose that they have. So a first space would quite literally be where you are residing, like your physical residence, whether that's an apartment, a home, could be your parents' home, could be your own home, and that's really your own place that you're curating. Then typically after that space, we operate in second spaces. And second spaces could be your school, your place that you're going and spending the second most time at in a very structured, formalized way. Or it could also be the place of work. And that's usually what it transitions to is we usually spend 8 hours at work. And then we, you know, then transition as adults to spend that same 8 hours at a job or school in some facet. So then third space is that next, you know, location that you're allocating time and is often not so much your residence or your job, this kind of prescriptive place, but actually can tend to be this very neutral gathering spot. And so this is, could be church where you're also spending another significant amount of time, but you kind of have to be intentional about going to. It could be a community center where you're doing a hobby. It could be a park. It could be just a gathering space. And that's where they get to this idea of a third space. And they've often been talking about what the value in communities to having optional third spaces. So places that you could go after you spent time at home or at work to gather with other individuals that you usually share a common interest with or have a lot of other socioeconomic or just diverse setting of people to come and utilize that space. And the reality of a lot of that research is that we lack third spaces in this particular century, decade, generation per se. Like we used to really invest in community spaces like that. And we're actually seeing a decline of that, gathering spaces that are really neutral that aren't in the house or aren't work related. And so that's just a little snapshot of what a third space is and kind of what we're seeing in the current landscape right now.
Yeah, that was a beautiful introduction to what a third space is. And I have my notes here. And so I'm going to pretty much break down the different characteristics that Ray Oldenburg, who's the author that you mentioned earlier, coined in his 1989 book, The Great Good Place. And so you can find all of this information there. It's super helpful in understanding a third space, but essentially he characterizes a third space with 8 characteristics. This is going to be a full breakdown, so just stick with me, okay, y'all? So like Lexi mentioned, it's a neutral ground, and people are there because they want to be there. They're free to come and go as they please with no consequence. There are no financial, political, or legal ties, and invitations aren't needed. It's also a leveling place. So it accepts people from all walks of life. It's a level, unpretentious place where economic and social status does not matter and there are no prerequisites for participation.
Not the Soho House.
Exactly. No social hierarchy. Very big on that. A sense of commonality thrives among its people. Status and class can be major points of stress or contention in the first or second place, but when you arrive at your third place, it's not relevant. Mm-hmm. Conversation is the focus. Mm-hmm. So when we think about like being in, I don't know why I'm thinking specifically Europe, where they talk about like old and young people being able to gather around in coffee shops and talk all day.
Yeah.
Conversation is the focus. So playful conversation is the main activity in a third place. They're also accessible and accommodating. Third places should be readily accessible and accommodating, meaning they are conveniently located, ideally within walking distance of your home, and they have long hours with no reservations needed. Mm-hmm. They often have free or inexpensive food or drink to accompany good conversation, although this is, it's not always, you know, necessary. There are regulars. So the best third places have a host of regulars that habitually return there, and they're an important part of the mood and atmosphere of the place. They keep a low profile. Third places are wholesome and homey. They're usually located in physically plain and modest places, and they're never snobby or extravagant.
It's giving bingo night.
Yes. They should be comfortable and approachable, like a living room for the community. It is a playful atmosphere. When you enter your third place, you're met with a spirited mood that makes you want to come back time and time again. It's not a place for the tension or animosity that can often mar our first or second place. It's a home away from home, and a third place has the same feelings of warmth and belonging as you'll find in your own home. It should feel safe and steady, and you may feel regenerated after spending time there. And so these are some of the 8 characteristics, and this was also taken from jordanharbinger.com. I want to give that man his credit, or that person their credit, because it really helps break down what the author was talking about, and it makes you realize that we don't really have those places as much anymore.
But when you read it off, it's like, wait, I would love that.
Absolutely.
I would love that gathering space. Or maybe it even makes you nostalgic for your own experience having that at one point in your life, in your childhood, or just fond memories of that gathering space that you could go to, but you didn't even realize it would be a third space.
Yeah, it's really that space that's going to get you out of your house and that it's like a fun place to hang out with. And as we see so many people share how they feel disconnected, how they don't have any friends, how they wish they had.
Or it's so expensive outside.
Yeah, or it's so expensive. Like, how are people affording to do these things? Why do I always have to pay to do something? Mm-hmm. Like, it really does make you sit and reflect on how am I going to kind of be the person that changes that dynamic, or, mm-hmm. or how can we as a collective create this space, and what does that look like? Because there was a creator online that was talking about how we don't want to go to corporate branded events because there's no, like when you advertise it as come here to make friends, it just doesn't hit the same.
Yeah.
And we need some sort of like theme around gathering together. Yeah. So it's not just a bunch of random people showing up. But I think what's cool about a third space is that it is random people.
Yeah.
You know, like we all are coming from different walks
of
life.
And the purpose is already in the place.
The purpose is already in the place. Exactly.
Where it's like, just come. Like, that is the best thing you could do for the space is just to come. And so mm-hmm. you know that everybody who's there is helping make it what it's supposed to be.
Yeah. At the same time, as someone who grew up on the internet, I do feel so comfortable with living my life there. Mm-hmm. And in a way, it feels just like we're all thinking and feeling the same things. And so I can automatically go somewhere that already feels so convenient and is constantly with me to experience the same thing everyone else is feeling.
Are you tired of feeling like your hormones are running the show? Well, say hello to Hormone Harmony, the ultimate solution for women of all ages seeking balance.
Crafted by Happy Mammoth, Hormone Harmony isn't just a supplement. It's a lifestyle upgrade. Packed with adaptogens, it supports your body's natural rhythm, whether you're facing hormonal changes in your 20s or beyond. We love Hormone Harmony because they use only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. They make no compromise when it comes to quality, and it shows.
So, ready to reclaim control and feel your absolute best? Well, visit happymammoth.com and use code BLACKGIRLFLOW for an exclusive 15% off your first order.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
And that's the like weird tension around this conversation, because I can imagine what it would look like to actually have that physical third space to like be able to go to. And we're so privileged to be in walking distance of parks and be able to like have always benefited from easy access and walkability. And most people who live in like a major city in the city centers of places typically are the biggest beneficiaries of those naturally like created infrastructure. And the other pieces of it, I'm like, with this loneliness epidemic and us being chronically online, could the internet be our third space? Like, does it meet all that criteria? I just think about how many people really be tapped into TikTok Live. Like, I'm like, is that a place where people are meeting up these days? Like, was Club Penguin doing what third space? Like, have we always been a digital third space kind of like culture? Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I'm like, when I hear that list, I immediately think about traveling to Mexico City and just some of the most beautiful parks. Literally, they have one park that's bigger than Central Park, and seeing exactly what a third space is supposed to be. Mm-hmm. People just dancing bachata, the kids outside, the lovers kissing, the old people exercising, like
yeah,
seeing it. And then at the same time, just like you said, feeling also a little bit of that same comfort when I'm online and I'm hearing people talk, or I can tap into a community or be in a weird proximity with, you know, influencers or creators that I enjoy. So I'm like, I don't know, I have this weird tension around it, and I want whatever it is to not be making me more lonely, but really the value is to be connected. To be connected and to have a more diverse thought, like to be able to be accessible not only in my own experience to other people, but also to be in community with other people who might not be living the same walk of life that I am.
Yeah, it definitely feels like, how can we walk out of the internet feeling so homey right now? Like, I think because we grew up on the internet, there's so many people within our generation that feel that sense of social anxiety.
Totally.
And so how do we re-socialize people? Have you tried talking to
kids these days?
How do we re-socialize?
And by kids, I mean us.
I'm just a baby. How do we re-socialize people?
Yeah.
And so we don't have the answers to this. This is just something that we're thinking about, and how, when it comes to people being like, well, we need to do this, how are we creating the change that we want to see?
I think that's exactly the piece. We know that there is this asset in our day-to-day lives that so beautifully embodies what it means to build an equitable and inclusive and accessible community. And it's like, how can you not be super excited and pumped about that? Mm-hmm. So how do we take that information and either have a more aligned relationship with the resources that we're already using, or start to seek out those third spaces, knowing that, hey, if it meets these criteria, it's quite literally supposed to help your brain chemistry to feel connected to a space geographically, physically, also to connect you with resources and other individuals. So I think that is the call to action. It's like, y'all, we have this incredible framework of being able to, you know, access third spaces. If that's something that you're yearning for in your own loneliness, there is that. And you can find it in your own community wherever you're situated. And or if you're really excited to try and be in that true third space relationship online and create that community that can meet that criteria. Like, yes, we should be thinking about those things. Because I think for me right now, I'm not just trying to be a consumer of things. Like, I'm trying to be in a reciprocal relationship. I want a third space. And how do I also show up in third spaces and create third spaces too? Like, you gotta give some to get some too.
Create. I see so many, anecdotes, I think pieces as well, even when it comes to finding your husband, and they're like, uh-huh, you're not gonna find your husband sitting at home. Mm-mm. You're gonna have to get out there and do it. And I think that's the energy that I really am calling in. Mm-hmm. And for spring, like, how are we gonna get out there and do the things that we say that we want to do? How mm-hmm. are we going to create the spaces that we've always wanted to create? Mm-hmm. And so I'm really excited, because we have to understand what things are in order to make the change.
Absolutely.
And I'd highly recommend just checking out more of what it means to hold a third space and, just do your own research. I know I am. There's still a lot for me to learn about third spaces and creating it, but I'm really excited that we are at least acknowledging the things that need to change so that we can create the space that we want to see.
And even if you've already been thinking about third spaces and wanting to think about how you just jump into that space, folks, it can be as simple as just Googling a local park and grabbing a blanket, inviting a friend, and sitting outside and reading a book in a beautiful space and seeing who else you might interact with or what other spaces that are going to present themselves while you're out and about and doing those things. And like you said, being intentional about putting yourself out there and actually experiencing it. I think those small acts of change and the big commitments to wanting to continue to invest in those third spaces is really how you start to see the value add to your life.
Yeah, couldn't have said it better, Lexi.
Well, you'll see us out in some third spaces. I know that's right.
Yeah.
Especially with this sun out. Oof. So we're hoping that for y'all too.
Pull up, y'all. Anyways, with that being said, peace, love, blessings. We will see you all next time. And we hope that y'all have a wonderful rest of your day, week, weekend. And we'll catch you guys next time. Bye.
Bye, y'all. All right, that wraps up our episode this week.
We'd really appreciate if y'all could rate us on Apple and Spotify, as it really helps grow our BGF tribe and support our podcast.
As always, the conversation continues on Instagram and TikTok, so connect with us there if you want to join in on all the key keys.
With that said, we will see y'all next time.
Rest well, folks.